Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Restoration Service, you all. A time to be restored, a time to learn, a time to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome. We're just a few of us here today, but we thank God for the opportunity one more time to come together. Amen. To be restored, to be renewed, to receive. Amen. We know that the word of God brings restoration. The word of God heals us. It delivers us. It sets us free, makes all things new. How many of us want to be renewed today, restored? How many of us are ready for a new beginning, new life, you know, new relationships? Not just new, but good relationships in the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome. We'll give everybody the opportunity to get on here this morning. It's our first Saturday being here for Restoration Service here at the noonday. I know some people have worked. It was on Tuesdays. It was second Tuesday of the month, but we thank God for the opportunity to have it here on Saturday. It gives everybody the opportunity, more people to get on Saturday instead of on Tuesday at 10 a.m. So we thank God for one more time. Amen. We just want to welcome everyone here. Like I said, there's just a few of us here. The Bible says there are two or three gathered in his name. There he is in the midst. So we thank God for being in the midst of today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you all, what we're going to do here, give everybody the opportunity to get on here. I'm not going to keep you long, but we're going to be in the book of Jeremiah. So, if you can grab your Bibles and follow me, we're going to be in the book of Jeremiah. We're going to pray, but I want to play one more song here as we get prepared. Grab your books, your pens, and paper. It's a time to receive, you know, receive more, you know, teaching of the word on today and to take in. And then, if you have any questions, I'll try to answer those questions the best I know how. Amen. That I don't know, I will get it for you to get back with you with it. I'm going to open the line here, Pastor. I'll open the line for everyone if you want to make any comments or questions here. So like I said, there's just a few of us here, but we thank God for a few. And it's reaching out to everyone that's saying, hey, we're on here, because I know a lot of times we get distracted. The spirit of distraction will set in place, and then we'll end up being distracted with phone calls and social media and stuff like that. So we just thank God. So I won't put a song that's wrong, but we're going to come back here again. Grab your Bibles. We're going to start out in the book of Jeremiah. Amen. And then we're going to go from Jeremiah to others. And just so much to learn here in this 1 hour. So we're going to be here about 1 hour here. We've been in here about 7 minutes already. But I'm just going to play one song, you all, and then we're going to get started. Invite somebody right now while the song is playing here to Restoration Service. I believe all can learn so much here. I'm excited about the world going forward, being restored today. You know, we've been through so much in life, you know, even this past year with COVID-19 and the shutdown and losing so many people, whether it's COVID-19 or other things. Just thanking God, just being restored, our minds being restored, because a lot of times we pray for that peace of mind, having that peace of mind, because we know first that everything attacks our mind. You know, the enemy attacks our mind. So just being restored mentally, mental restoration, amen. So we'll be right back here on Restoration Service here. Pastor Manning is on as well. And so I'll be opening up his line. And then when it's time for comments and questions, you all open up your line. So invite someone right now. The song is going to go forward. It's called Bow Down. And it's going to be about 3 minutes, give us a chance to tell others to get on. They may have got a little distracted and forgot about today. So 3 minutes, we'll be right back.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says,
glory,
Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome.
Amen.
We're here in Restoration Service. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity. You all the time to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Just kind of slowing down service a bit so that you all can receive. Amen. I know some of us are at work, and I thank you for being with us. Evangelist Arena Dudley, she's at work right now, and she's on mute, so we won't open up her line. We won't open up your line until it's we won't open up yours, evangelist, at all, but those that want to speak, just press 1, and we'll open up your line. I thank God for the opportunity. People are starting to come on in right now. Amen. I know for some, because it's a new time for everyone, that they might have forgotten about it. And so we're just still inviting everybody to be in. It's a powerful word that is going forward today. And so I just thank God one more time for the opportunity you all to be able to have this service. And we thank God for strength right now. So as people are starting to come on in right now, come on in and have a seat. Amen. And we can say that. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning. And my husband is here. Pastor, go ahead.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. I welcome everyone this morning to Restoration Service. We're so glad to be here and so glad to be in attendance with each and every one of you. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here being in the presence of God. Amen.
Amen. Welcome, welcome. Everyone is coming in. We thank God. Amen.
Yes.
On in.
Mm-hmm.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We will go in prayer here in just a moment. You all just understanding what restoration is. But the Bible says restoration. Even if you look in your Bible or Google it, it's talking about the action of returning something to a former condition, you all, place or owner, of being restored, your mind, your belongings, your peace, your job, your relationships, your finances. Amen. And just receiving restoration, knowing that it is available to all. Amen. God made it possible for us when he sent Jesus that we can be restored. Amen. And as before we went to our song today, we are coming out the book of Jeremiah. We're going to start in the book of Jeremiah today as we're having our restoration service. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Father God, that you allowed us to come together, Father God, touch in the green, Lord God, to be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for life, health, and strength that are coming from you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you restored us off our sick bed, oh God, gave us life, health, and strength. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we come boldly to the throne room of grace right now to receive. Oh, Father God, that you will bless us and answer our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, all that will be learned here in restoration service, a time of teaching and receiving, Father God, let every scripture take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for new life, new health, new strength, new beginnings, oh God, great opportunities, oh God, new great opportunities, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Father God. We come surrendering all over to you right now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our will for your will, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way right now in this restoration service. Holy Spirit of the living God, bring in healing and deliverance, peace, joy, and restoration to all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit right now, every spirit right now of frustration and disbelief. We come against every spirit of worry, doubt, shame, and pride. We come against every spirit of fear right now, every spirit of infirmity and affliction, pain and discomfort right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, anything that's outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or on this line today, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free from every attack and every evil one and evil spirit with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Welcome, everyone, to Restoration Service. Amen. Yeah, we got a full house. Amen. Glory to God. Keep texting someone right now. Tell them to join in here on Restoration Service and receive. You all, I just want to ask a question here. If you're, and just, I want you to look at your life and just examine your life right now. If your world seems to be crumbling around you, all you need to do, you all, is reach out to the Great Restorer to bring peace to your situation, to bring peace. We serve a God of peace. We serve a God. We serve, hallelujah, the Great Restorer, amen, that I can restore you right where you are if you just trust and receive restoration, amen, hallelujah. We're going to start off in the book of Jeremiah, you all, amen, and just thanking God for the now, right now. And we look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, amen. The Bible says here, and I'm going to start at verse 1, you all, chapter 30 in Jeremiah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 30, I'll give everybody an opportunity to get there. Amen. And we're going to go on over. I'm just going to read a little bit here in the beginning, and I'm going to go right over to verse 1 through 17. Let's go 1 through 17. Bear with us here. Amen. The Bible says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Amen. So even right here, we see restoration taking place. Because as we know, the word restoration means bringing back up, restoring something, hallelujah, of the old to the new again, making it yours again. Anything that was lost, anything that was taken, anything that the enemy has taken from you, whether it be possession, your health, your strength, your relationship, the Bible tells us right now, the Lord gave a word to Jeremiah, the word that came to Jeremiah, that God was speaking to him, I'm going to restore the people back to the land. See, when we look here in the book of Jeremiah, here in this particular chapter, and in verse, and also in chapter 31, it shows that Jeremiah spoke of hope and a consolation as well as trouble and gloom right here, so the people would one day be restored to their land, and God would make a new covenant with them to replace the one they broke, because they had broken the covenant that they were under with God because of sin. So where once they sinned and disobeyed the vision they had, they would repent and obey. And when we repent, you all understand, with repentance comes restoration. If some of us have not got to the point of repentance, I'm talking about true repentance, turning from your ways, turning from that is of sin, and allowing God to operate in your life to restore you. So when you repent, there's restoration. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we go on here in verse 4, the Bible says, now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, for these are the words of the Lord our God that is being spoken. This is God speaking to his people, amen. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor? Think about what the scripture is saying. It says, down and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. This is a question that the Bible is asking. Man does not labor. Man does not give birth to children. Women do. So I said, so why do I see every man with his hands on his loin like a woman in labor and all faces turned pale? And then verse 7 says, alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it, that it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So both this is going on. There is restoration for what is happening, even in men at the time that men are bent over in pain and agony as if they're giving birth because of what they're going through. But the Bible says it will be restoration, even what you're going through right now, that there will be restoration for all mankind. Amen. So when we go on to verse 8, the Bible says, for it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke up from your neck, and I will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Verse 10 says, therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. There is restoration still in the land. But do you believe today that you can be restored? Hallelujah. I don't care how far out you have gotten, how it looks like it's not going to come in. There is an inheritance. Amen. There is restoration. Because when we look at the scripture here in verse 8 and 9, amen. Like Isaiah, amen. Jeremiah associated events of the near future and those of the distant future. See, reading these prophecies is like looking at several mountain peaks and range rocks from a distance. They look as though they are next to each other, when actually they are miles apart. See, Jeremiah presents a near and a distant event as if they will all happen soon. See, he sees the exiles, but he sees also the future. Amen. He sees the future day when Christ will reign forever. To see Christ in this. Many of my husband, we always talk, you say, even when you're reading the scripture from old to new, you got to see Christ in it. Amen. So the reference to David here is not to King David, but to his famous descendant, the Messiah. Amen. Because the Bible says that he's going to come, hallelujah, from the bloodline of David, hallelujah, from the descendant of David. The Bible said the son of David. Amen. So understanding you all, that is a restoration that's promised to all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 11 says,
hallelujah,
that, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Think about this. The scripture says, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. So don't get whatever you're in right now, whatever you're going through, you can declare and declare the scripture over your life. That is what God, for God said, what God, for you are with me. You said that you were saving right here, right now. That is a restoration for you. The Bible says, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Your affliction is incurable, but look, your wound is severe. And then verse 13 says, hallelujah, there is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. Come on, who is the scripture speaking to today? They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you. Why are you going through? Because of what you've done. Amen. This is the scripture. And the reason that you're going through this is because of what you have done. But at the same time, God said, I'm going to restore you. Because if we look in verse 16, the Bible said, therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into the captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plundered, and all who prey upon you, I will make a prey. And then verse 17, hallelujah, says, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, and this is Zion, no one seeks her. What is the Bible saying, Pastor? What is the Bible saying? See, listen, I want you to understand, though you go through, but if you're trying from your wicked way, if you're trying to God, if you repent and turn from your ways, God said, I'm going to restore you right there. He said, I see what you're doing because he loved us so much. He said, I'm going to restore you. That I'm allowed to take over you. That I'm allowed to bring you down. That I'm allowed to take over your body and plague your body. I'm going to deliver you from all of it. I'm going to restore you to good health and shit. I'm going to restore you to the land and I gave to your home. I'm going to restore your blindness, your health, your shit, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your family. I'm going to restore. How many of us need restoration today? How many of us need restoration right now?
Right now.
See, they want you to understand this in scripture here. See, the medical language here conveys, you all, when we said medicine, the medical language here conveys that the idea that sin is terminal. Hallelujah. It's that sin is terminal, you all. Me and my husband were talking. He was talking about cancer. Cancer, it comes from the kingdom of Satan. See, because of our sin, hallelujah, we cause the sin to begin to operate in our bodies and people that we attach ourselves to. See, simple people cannot be cured by being good or being religious. To be aware of putting your confidence in useless cures you all while your sin spreads and causes you pain. You put your mind, you're believing and trusting in this and that of the world and medicine and this and that, but you're still operating in sin. And you're trying to figure out why I'm not being healed. Or what am I doing? And the doctor's saying, if they don't know, and I'm still going through this and that because you're still operating in sin. See, sin spreads and causes pain when we look here explicit, but God alone can cure you all. God can cure every disease. God can cure alone. God can do all things. See, the disease of sin, amen, God can alone can cure the disease of sin, but you must be willing to let him do it. How do I do that, Pastor? Surrender your all over to God. Surrender your will over to God. Are you willing to surrender your will? Are you willing to say, God, I give myself to you, Father God, let thy will be done. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Are you willing to say that and believe that in the name of Jesus Christ? Because we got to understand, God knows your heart. He knows if you're truthful about it. He knows if you're genuine about your words. But understand that's not on your words. So God, don't lie to God about it. Because what you're doing is lying to yourself.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Are you ready to be restored today? Are you ready to be restored today? There's restoration for us all, you all. There's restoration right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And I just want to go over here, you all, to First Peter real quick here. And then I'll let Pastor Manny, don't go nowhere. I want Pastor Manny to get on for a little bit here. Hallelujah. Just like I've used you. We're going to pray, you all. We're going to pray prayers of restoration today, you know, because it's so much that's going on. So much has been lost. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to lose nothing else. Amen. You ain't got to lose nothing else. I decree and declare restoration in your home right now. Restoration in your finances. Restoration in your marriage right now. Restoration with your relationships with your children. Restoration of your health right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Restoration to your spiritual life right now. Hallelujah. Restoration, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God, do you believe it? Will you believe? It's all about what you believe, everybody. It's all about what you believe, my sister, my brother. It's all about your belief. Where's your belief today? Do you believe restoration is available for you? Because it is available to all that believe, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. The Bible tells us, you all, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, amen, but may the God of all grace, hallelujah, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. What does that mean, Pastor? What does that mean? This is restoration. So when we are suffering, we often feel as though our pain will never end. Have you ever felt that way? You've been in that place because you've been there so long, it just don't feel like you're ever going to come out. See, Apostle Peter gave these people, Christians here, the wider perspective in comparison with eternity. Their suffering would last only a while, several hours here. See, some of Peter's readers would be strengthened and delivered in their own lifetime, and others would be released from their suffering through death. I want you to understand there's restoration right here, right now, today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. My Lord, my God. Understand others will be released from the suffering through death. All God's faithful followers are assured of an eternal life which Christ will there will be no suffering. Are you ready to receive today? Are you ready to receive today? Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor Manny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we'll open up the lines. You all, if you have any questions. Amen.
Amen. You know, what a great topic, you know, that we talk about is restoration. Restoration is for every single living being, every single one that is living. You know, we have something that's in our life that needs to be restored. The word restoration, you know, the word restoration is to mean to be restored. Restored is back to its original condition. Back to its original condition.
Sure.
So I don't know what it is that's going on in your life, but I definitely know what is going on in mine and what has already went on in mine, to where the reason why I felt, you know, that I'm not like I used to be. I'm not feeling the same way. I'm not acting the same way. I'm not even moving the same way that I used to be. So there needs to be something in my life that needs to be restored. My body needs to be restored to its original condition. So does my mind need to be restored back to its original condition. And even my spirit, even the spirit, you know, of every single man and woman needs to be restored. And this is the reason why, you know, God gave himself. That's the reason why God gave our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this very thing, what we're talking about right now, is being restored back to original condition. It's talking about who belongs to God. We need to be restored back to its original condition. And God gave us restoration, or the ministry of reconciliation, you know, being reconciled. The word reconciled and restoration, they are one and the same. They're one and the same. Reconciliation, this is the act of settling or harmonizing the differences. There's harmonizing our differences, especially on between one another, you know, being reconciled. That's why Jesus Christ, when he was teaching his disciples, what he told them was, you know, in one particular place, I don't have the scripture right in front of me, but he said to bring thy gifts there to the altar and go your way. So he was talking about reconciliation, reconciling your difference with one another, so restoring, you know, back into his original condition. John 10 and 10 tells over here that the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we're still talking about being restored. We're still talking about being restored, something that was taken away from you, something that was stolen away from you, something that was killed, whether we killed it however it went, it needs to be restored back into its original condition.
Yes,
even John 13 and 34, it says, you know, to love your neighbor just as yourself, just as you have loved me, to love your neighbor. It's still talking about reconciliation. This is still what God wants for each and every man and every woman, to be restored, to be harmonized back into your original conditions, to being back right with one another, but most of all, being back right with God. Anyone that is born again, you are restored, or you are reconciled back to your original condition, or back to the original owner. When you are born again, being born again is the most important thing, being back with God, being purchased back with God. That's why Jesus Christ gave his life as a ransom, for you to be restored, for you to be reconciled, to be purchased back to God. You're being restored. Not only just that, when you find yourself in that place to where you're born again and you're restored back to God, now you can look at your relationships with one another. So you can't look at your relationships with one another, because you're always going to be in that place of accusing, and you're always going to be in that place of remembering what was said or remembering what was done, rather than being in that place of saying, you know, hey, I was not in my right state of being. I wasn't in the right condition. Neither was he or she in the right state of being or the right state and condition. That's the reason why something was stolen, or relationship was broken, or something was killed. Away, because that was the work of the enemy. That was the work of Satan, that was working through me, and it was working through the one that needs to be restored. So I can't hold them accountable for what it is that they have done, all because of this ministry of being restored and being reconciled. Every single heart right now, every single heart, whether it's good right now, it was not always in that place of being good. Or every single mind of right now, if it's in that place of being pure, it wasn't always in that place. See, it took God to restore you with his word. It took God to restore you with his life as for you to be able to be in that place to where you can forgive, where you can be in that place where you don't have evil thoughts flowing through your mind. That being restored is probably the most important thing that we're looking at today. Be reconciled with God, everyone. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. 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 Welcome you all once again. If you're just now getting in service here in Restoration Service, we're talking about being restored as we move forward every second Saturday of the month, having Restoration Service, just learn how to be restored in every area of our life and dealing with, you know, life situations, circumstances. You all, and so I'm just looking forward to what God is doing. And we're talking about restoration here today, and we think about Job being restored, all that Job went through and all that Job had. When we look in the book of Job in chapter, the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10 through 11, where God restored Job, the Bible says, "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Then verse 11 says that then all his brothers and all his sisters and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him and in his house, and they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. And verse 12 says, "Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginnings, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys.
Yeah.
He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he had called the name of his first Jemima, and the name of the second was Kizad, and the name of the third was Kiran and Hephok." And so when we look here, you all, seeing how God restored Job, understanding that there's restoration for all. There's restoration for all that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that he restored Job. Hallelujah. He blessed his latter days, hallelujah, of Job more than his beginning. So even when you are right now, no matter how old you have gotten, amen, God can still restore you, hallelujah, right now, greater than your beginning. Something, "Oh, when I was younger, I was this, I had this, I had that." Don't you know that God can restore you right now where you are at 88, 92, 86, 87, 82, 62, 65, 66, 46, 40, 32, where you at right now, amen, and just trusting God. But my thing is to understand is that we always will be seeking God first and his kingdom and all his righteousness, and restoration shall come. When we're looking at the scripture today, you all, I want to make sure I'm slowing down enough so all can get on board and get what is being taught here in Restoration Service, because it's more about teaching than it is about preaching. Though we preach the word, but teaching so that all can have an understanding and breaking down what the Bible is saying. So here in scriptures, we're talking about Job in chapter 42 of the book of Job, which is talking about Job being restored. This is a scripture, this is the part of the Job that talks about the restoration. We saw in the beginning where things were taken from Job and his body was plagued with, you know, with boils, and how he was sick and going through, and how his people was accusing him of doing something wrong, and how he was seeking God and answers from God, and, you know, all that he went through. Amen. And just seeing how God restored him, because it was not that God placed these things on Job, because the Bible says that God, that he was an upright man, that Job was an upright man. So we know that God did not place these sicknesses or problems on him or losses to him, but it's what God allowed the devil to do. So understand that God does not bring these on us, sickness and death and all this. God will allow things to happen in our life. He will allow it. He will take his hands off. He will remove his hedge of protection. But Job still did not lose his faith in God, you know, and he was restored. He was restored. And so though the enemy, you know, he was thinking, "Well, God, why would he do this?" But understand, the more that he understood and heard from God, to know God, who God is, understanding God did not do this. It was not from God. So understand, whatever you're going through, it's not of God. We got to look at ourselves and see what we're doing, how we allow the enemy to operate in our life, you know. So when we look at the scripture here, you are, and understanding would the message of the book of Job change if God had not restored to Job his former blessings? That's a question. And the answer, we know. God is still sovereign, you all. Almighty God, he is still sovereign. Jesus said that anyone who gives up something for the kingdom of God will be repaid. Amen? Amen. Our restoration may or may not be the same kind as Job's, which was both spiritual and material. So our complete restoration may not be in this life, but it will happen. It will happen, you all. God loves us. He is just. He not only will restore whatever we have lost unjustly, but he also will give us more than we can imagine as we live with him in eternity. Now, cling tightly to your faith, you all, through all of your trials, all of your tribulations, whatever you're going through right now, and you too will be rewarded by God, if not now, in the life to come. Amen. See, it's the unknown. So I think what happens is that people get so fixated on the worldly things and possessions, we can't see no further than this life. We can't see no further than what the world has to offer. But God has so much more to offer to us, because what God offers us is eternity. What God offers us is eternal. What the world offers us, you all, is temporary. The world will offer you temporary restoration, temporary healing, temporary forgiveness. The world and everything that's in it is temporary. People are temporary. Life is temporary. But with God, everything is eternal.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
It is eternal. It is eternal. When we look in the book of Acts, you all walk with me here. I'm excited. Amen. I'm trying to hold it. He shot my head. I'm trying to hold myself. Really, I am, because I just get excited. When you see and know God is working in you and through you, and change has come in your life, and you don't operate the way you used to be. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Maybe it's the phone went out. I'm sorry. Amen. So in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, amen, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, to whom heaven has must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." Amen. So when we look at Scripture.
Amen.
Let me know if you can hear me, Pastor, because this phone may go in and out. This line of service may go in and out. Amen. I want to make sure you all can hear me. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me know what the line over there is going on. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, you all through 21. So what is the Bible saying here? What is the Bible saying? See, these prophecies, you all, and we see these in the book of Psalms, because the old and the new or comparison, you all, they're shadows of each other, but you can't, for you to understand the new, you got to understand what happened in the old, amen? So the prophecies are found in Psalm 22, you all, in Isaiah 50 and 6, and Isaiah 53. Peter was explaining the kind of Messiah God has sent to earth. See, the Jews expected a great ruler, not a suffering servant. So John the Baptist prepared the way, you all, for Jesus by preaching repentance. Repentance is important for restoration.
Yes.
See, the apostles' message of salvation also included the call to repentance. So acknowledging personal sin and turning away from it, you all, is important for restoration. See, many people want the benefits of being identified with Christ without admitting their own disobedience and turning from sin. See, the key to forgiveness is confessing your sin and turning from it, which brings restoration. So when we repent, you all, God promises not only to wipe out our sins, but to bring spiritual refreshment. Repentance may at first seem painful because it is hard to give up certain sins, but God will give you a better way. Amen. As Hosea promised,
amen,
y'all, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Amen. We see this in the book of Hosea,
amen,
chapter 6 and 3. Do you feel a need to be refreshed today? Do you feel a need to be restored today, right now, to the joy of the salvation of the Lord our God, in the name of Jesus Christ? See, you all, in verse 21, see, it's a time when God will bring restoration of all things up. Amen. It refers to the second coming,
amen,
the last judgment, and the removal of sin from the world. Amen. Do you want to be restored,
amen,
today? Are you hungry for restoration? Are you thirsty for it? That is the question. Because when you're hungry, guess what? You go get it. You go find, hallelujah, the food, hallelujah, to satisfy the hunger.
Yes,
or you're thirsty, you're going to go get the drink that's going to quench the thirst. Amen. Are you hungry to be restored? Then repent today and receive restoration. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Oh, this restoration, you know, this. We have to put ourselves, you know, in the mindset of knowing that, God is always concerned. God is always concerned about us. God is always concerned about every single thing that is concerning us, no matter whether it's big or no matter if it's small in your life. You know, it's the will. It's God's will. It's the will of God for us to be restored for every single thing about us. You know, physical, whether it's mental, even our soul is to be restored. You know, to be restored.
Yes.
You know, restoration. This is a day of we're talking about restoration, not just to be restored, you know, but to be reconciled, you know, to be reborn, to be renewed.
Yes, Lord.
Recompense, ransom.
Yes, Lord.
This is the will of God for our lives, because this is the reason why that we have Jesus Christ, you know, to look to Jesus Christ. And all of this, what we're talking about, is taking place right now. And it takes place in our minds and in our hearts, because we got to see that this is the will of God for us to be restored, you know, having restored relationship with him first and having restored relationship with one another. So our hearts is for us to receive what God said, to receive Jesus Christ, to receive and to believe what he has done. Because this is where restoration takes place at. Restoration takes place right there in receiving what God has already said and to receive what he's already done. Because this, what God has said and what he has done, is for us to be restored in our mind, restored most of all in our heart. Because every single thing that we do every single day, whether we've done it today or yesterday, is dwelling right there in our heart. We'll think about it and it always, you know, attack our hearts.
Yes,
so we must put ourselves in that place of testing that heart, you know, that heart. Or does it demonstrate the action of love? Is that what we're demonstrating? Because this is where restoration needs to be at, right there, demonstrating love. According to Matthew chapter 5 and 44, when we speak to one another, see, this is where restoration, we need to be in that place where we're not speaking evilness or we're speaking deception to one another. This is where that they're restoring at, you know, being renewed, that ransom.
Yes,
every single thing that we say and every single thing that we do, it should line up with the restoration of what God has already said.
Amen.
And consequently, when I look at this, that word restoration, you know, then there comes a restored. You know, if you break it all the way down, then there comes that place of rest. That's what it all is called, that rest.
Yes,
that's the place
Lord.
Where God wants us to be. See, he got to lead you to that place first. You have to understand that that's the will of God for your life, is for you to be restored, to be recompensed, and to be renewed, so you can end up in that place of rest. And when you're resting in the finished works of Jesus Christ, see, Jesus Christ have already given his life for each and every one of us to be purchased or to be ransomed back to him, so we can enter into that place of resting in what he's already done. So when you're resting in what he's already done, now you can live that life of abundance. That same scripture, what I was saying of John 10 and 10, it says Satan comes to the thief, same person, come to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundance. Realize that Jesus Christ have already came. So because he have already came, that means that life of abundance is for you. So restoration is already here. You got to receive restoration. And you got to receive it through Jesus Christ. When you receive restoration through Jesus Christ, then you enter into that place of rest. You enter into that place of abundance, being right there where God has for you to be. Being restored in every single area of your life. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you all. Amen. You
yes.
all, this time we're going to open up the lines for, if you have any comments or questions, press 1. And once you press 1, we'll open up your line. I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. Amen. I did show last 4 digits of your phone number, 5934. Go ahead. Welcome. God bless you. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Jamil.
Hi, Jamil.
This is Jamil.
Right.
I would like to share some of my prayers.
Come again? I'm sorry, we can't see you, Jamil.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your line was breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Some of my prayers.
You wanted to pray?
I need you to pray for me.
Can you understand what that's meaning? Because I can't. The line is breaking.
Yes,
I don't know. I can't.
What she's saying was, there's something that she wants us to pray with her.
Okay, Jamil, you want us to pray with you?
Yeah, I got water in my phone, so I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, Pastor Amanda can hear you clearer than I can. Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to pray to take away the anger that I have. To be able to take care of my children the correct way.
Amen.
Okay.
And for more strength, and to fight off all these temptations, and to not be caught up in this world.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you just petitioned in prayer today, and we come into agreement with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. So we come, Lord God, combining our faith with the faith of your daughter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We pray for deliverance right now.
Yes,
everything that's plaguing your daughter's mind and heart right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory over you right now. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that restoration come right now. So, Lord, let there be divine restoration of all things new in the life of your daughter, new attitude, Lord God. New finances, our new life, new beginnings for her and her family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will open up doors that no man can close, doors of opportunities, good health and strength, doors of new beginnings, good relationships, Father God, good ways, hallelujah, doors of understanding, knowledge, and wisdom of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you close every door that the enemy has been operating through, with God, bringing confusion and destruction, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm bringing sickness, hallelujah, bringing, hallelujah, frustration and distractions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, seal that door, Father God, right now. Oh, let it not be open, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the life, hope, and strength of your daughter, Father God.
Thank
Lord, we
Lord,
ask
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let her receive fresh fire, fresh strength, fresh oil, fresh anointing be upon her right now. Oh, Father God, let your face shine upon her and bless her this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let her receive divine direction and instruction, Father God, of what to do, Father God, and what to go, Lord God, that she will be blessed, oh God, in all that she do for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give her knowledge and wisdom, understanding what to do to be the mother that you've called her to be the wife that you called her to be, Father God, to be the servant that you called her to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless her to operate with righteousness and holiness all the days of her life, Father God. And we come against every attack on her mind right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, wash her mind through and through, oh God, from any hidden agendas, oh God, of this world, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her not be tempted by worldly things and people, possessions and material things and conversations of this world, oh God. Let her words be, hallelujah, your words, Father God. Let her speak the boldness and confidence of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Let her mouth, hallelujah, not to seek any filthy communication, oh God, but speak, oh God, with holiness and righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, wash your mouth right now, Father God. My Lord, my God, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that you are victorious, hallelujah, that your steps are ordered by God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Sister Henderson. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Be restored today. Amen. Receive your restoration.
I have two scriptures for you. I have two scriptures for you, Jamil. Before you leave, I want you to take these scriptures down and, you know, just meditate on these. John 14:27. John 14:27, because, you know, if anger wants to always come up, you know, in your mind, because that's where anger is going to come up in your mind. You know, we have John 14:27, you know, and that's what Jesus, it says, peace I leave with you. It says, my peace I give unto you, not the world give that I give unto you. So we need to understand that the world is going to give us anger. See, there's people that's in this world is going to give us anger. But see, Jesus said that I give you peace. So you put off what the world has given you, which is causing you to be in that place of anger, and meditate on this particular scripture every single day. It's peace. And for your children, God has already given us scripture. So this is where we go to scripture. Isaiah 54:13 says, great is the peace of my children. It says, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. It says, great shall be the peace of my children. So you place your mind in that place right there, knowing that the peace of your children, that they are safe and secure according to what God promised, according to his word. And then in that same place, Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, it says, he shall condemn. So
Amen.
Those scriptures right there, I want you to meditate on those scriptures every single day
until
you see the results of what you're looking for. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
May God
keep
you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, is there anyone else today? Amen. You have any questions or comments about service today? We'll be back here second Saturday, you all. It's not every Saturday, but second Saturday of every month. We're here for restoration service, you all. Today, this is our first Saturday here together. It's more to come. We'll be talking about this, you know, fear, dealing with fear, loneliness, marriage, if you're ready for marriage, if you're married, you know, how you can walk in, you know, righteousness and holiness in your marriage and being blessed in your marriage, making sure that you're connected with the right people. And, you know, we'll talk about friendships. We'll talk about reconciliation. We'll talk about so much that we can get on, you know, dealing with depression, anxiety, the spirit of fear, anger, dealing with that and restoration, and, you know, teaching that word and learning how to use the scripture to overcome it so we can live a life that is fruitful, that we will bear good fruit, and that we can live in peace and knowing that after we leave here, there's greater for us, amen, and not being so fixated on accomplishing the things of the world, but the things of the kingdom of God, which is going to last for eternity, amen, because we get so focused on the things of the world, and it robs us of our peace, it robs us of joy and happiness, it robs us of the relationships, the relationship that God wants to have with us, because we get so fixated on the things of the world. So I believe that's why God gave us his restoration service, to be able to come and to be able to be restored and renewed and to deal with those focal points of what's robbing us. You know, fear robs us of so much, and, you know, operating in fear and depression. Well, fear will bring depression, and not being able to enjoy life, not being able to get out your bed and go or get yourself together to enjoy. And that's what the enemy wants. And, you know, wants us to kill ourselves, you know, and it's for suicide. We'll deal with suicide prevention. Yeah. It's so much we're going to be able to deal with and have here in restoration. So if you have any questions, please, you all, do not hesitate to ask. There's not a dumb question. Nobody's here to judge you. This is a no judging zone, no judgment zone. You all, you won't be judged. We're here to come with you and to encourage you and to pray with you to come out of that place, you know, to help you come out of those places of darkness that, you know, that we've been lingering in for years, some of us, weeks or days or whatever. And the enemy is mad. So understand, when you get the word, the enemy is going to come to try to take it, because the Bible tells us, wherever the God is at, what the enemy is too. Amen. So God bless everyone. I'm not sure if you wanted to say something. I think this is Joy, number last four digits are 0839. I'll open up your line. Did you want to say something, Jordan? Is that you? 0839?
Yes, ma'am. The word was really good, especially about repentance, because there's a lot of repentance I have to do to get my life straight with God. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you.
God bless you.
Thank you all that had a comment, those who came in today. May your heart be restored. May your mind be restored with the peace of God right now. Father God, we thank you. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name right now, Lord,
thank
restore.
You, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we trust in it. Lord, we trust in you and believe, oh God, for all things, Father God. So, Lord, we ask you to redeem our relationships, oh God. We decree and declare that we are not captive. Hallelujah. We're not in captivity, but we are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
We are not capable of bringing our family back together, but nothing is impossible for you, Father God, to bring our family members back together wherever the entity has caused separation and division or confusion, Father God. We pray for restoration of every family on the line today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all will be restored to your goodness, oh God, your blessings, your favor, oh God, your protection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us wisdom and help us, oh God, help them, oh God, to see the gift of family, for family is important, oh God. You called us to be family, oh God, so where someone needs
to forgive. Lord, give them the strength to forgive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so
yes,
we can all be truly restored, Father God, to the joy of your salvation. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We speak restoration over every marriage on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
You.
We speak restoration over everybody's finances, but that there be financial restoration right now. We speak restoration over your spiritual life, that all receive a spiritual restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak, hallelujah, restoration over every addiction, that we restore from every addiction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak restoration right now over every friendship right now. Let friendships be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak restoration of our mental state right now. Oh, Father God, we pray for mental restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, heal our mind and bring restoration to our thinking, Lord God. Lord, we need your power in our life right now to be restored mentally, Lord God. Father God, please restore our sound mind to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us not to be controlled by our thoughts and emotions, Father God. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, Father God, but for your way, your will, and your plan, and your purpose to our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, restore every family member, Lord, of unfailing love. You are God, and you're faithful, God, oh God, abounding in steadfast love, oh God. Our family is in crisis, Lord, and we need you to change their hearts right now. Restore trust and redeem relationships of every family that's on the line right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we are not capable of bringing our family back together, but Father God, you are. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be done right now. Let there be no more delays, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration with our children right now. Oh, Father God, whatever the enemy has caused, a division, a separation, however it was done, Lord God, we pray for restoration with our children right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for restoration with our parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for restoration of our health, oh God. Let us be restored right now to good health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, you are the great physician. You create our body with all of its inner works and complexities, oh God. However, our body needs restoration and healing right now. We are sick and being sick. Many of us, oh God, are dealing with this. So Lord, we ask for divine restoration of our health right now. While we know this is only a shell for our spirit until we are resurrection in glory, we ask that your healing spirit flow through us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Enable us to enjoy the world, hallelujah, and through this body, oh God, and all this, help us to continue to lift your name on high and trust you in our saving work in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, decree and declare today that we are restored, we are renewed, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are reconciled with Christ through Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. We're reconciled to God through Christ Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you all. We love you. We thank God for you. And then may the Lord bless you all and keep you all. May the Lord make his face shine upon all here in restoration service and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace to know that you are favorite of the Lord God Most High. May you prosper by his mighty hand and come to understand that he is for you and not against you. Let this year be a year where God's hands, full of divine favor, reach into your, into every area of your life, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and may you walk in his divine abundance today and forever. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. God be, if God be for you, guess what? Who can be against you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor, everything is saying, we're going to close out here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Every single one that's in attendance, and we thank you for being with us today for restoration service. I trust and believe that the Holy Spirit has spoken through your mind and to your heart, and there are some things, all things, that have already been restored there. If you do have my wife, you have Pastor's telephone number, I would like for you to give her a text. You know, God has put it on my heart. You know, I just feel like I'm in the giving mood. Somebody's going to get some nails done today, or some toes done today. But your pastor, I know my wife. She already got her
I
hand
need
raised
toes.
Up.
My toes
her.
Need to be done. I'm gonna
yeah,
fix you.
Somebody
got to need some food.
Is going to get a gift today. just text my wife. Text Pastor Talvanika. Text her. And say me. Just text her me.
All right. We're going to sow into somebody
today,
Mighty.
And we're
going to
bless you. We're going to bless you today. May God bless you, and may God keep you. in all your ways.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't have my phone number, it's 346-719-3349. Go ahead and text, and we're going to, my husband say your toes and nails done, but I know if you need some money on your light bill, your phone bill, food, whatever it is,
use
it how you want to.
Amen.
But I'm going to still try to get some money from you myself because I want mine done. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You all be blessed. Have a good one. God bless you. Remember, if God be for you, who can be against you? Be free today. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together.